taken in physical, online, and hybrid mode. There is a Bureau of Police Research and Development, two dedicated universities, and several organizations and institutions spread across the country which are dedicatedly providing this training. We also have a spread of 350 institutes spread across India for police training. On the issue of Manipur, there are several agencies which are already involved actively in resolving and bringing normalcy to the situation, to the Manipur. We have a state, a duly elected state government, which is working actively in coordination with the central government. We have a police which is led by and supervised by a police chief nominated by the court. We have the direct apex court, which is also mandated a committee to look into nature of violence against women and submit reports and take ameliorative action. So, ma'am, Manipur has unfortunately seen horrific ethnic violence, but this is rooted in historical divisions. And we have been working continuously to return, to bring back normalcy and restore wholesome peace. We are very sure we will achieve this in coordination and in working along with the political leaders, representatives from various communities, members of civil society organizations who are actively being engaged, and we will reach normalcy very soon. On the issue of detention, let me bring the attention of the committee to an important fact that India has been a victim of state-sponsored cross-border terrorism for decades. Due to this, enactment of special category laws to deal with threat to sovereignty of nation and security of people have been required, have been necessitated. Nevertheless, all such laws have built-in safeguards and adequate judicial oversight mechanisms. Unwarranted allegations about misuse of these special laws like Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, these Jammu Kashmir Public Safety Act are invoked only in case are not based on facts. For example, it is incorrect to say the armed forces are exempted. It is not so. There is no immunity. An action is taken against forces on complaints. There is an active judiciary, there is an active system which is taking quasi-judicial and judicial action on all such complaints. Additional safeguards have been enunciated by the Apex Court, the Supreme Court of India, on the procedure of arrest, which form a part of standard handbook on arrests and are followed by all law enforcement agencies. The law also provides for bail as per stipulated provisions, and this bail is decided by the courts. Moreover, let me reiterate that the constitutionality of these acts have been upheld by the judicial review and the apex body, the Supreme Court of India. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Before I hand over the floor to the two co-chairs of our delegation, let me just address a couple of issues that had been raised. One regarding the National Human Rights Commission of India. As we all know, the National Human Rights Commission of India has set up as early as 1993. It's an independent institution, and we believe